Welcome back, folks. We're talking about Lucio's volcano butt over here at a wedding. So I'm looking forward to hearing the rest of this story.
Welcome back, folks. That is Hot Mess Kim, the sexiest voice on the planet. She joins us as a guest. She is welcome anytime she wants. Thank you, Social Media Lounge, for being nice to her.
She's got a gold pass.
Gold pass, absolutely.
Well, better.
So, right? So here's what happens. I'm drinking and I'm partying, and now I'm drinking a lot of tequila because I'm off, and now I'm partying in like my t-shirt. I'm DJing for free, and so I'm they're like, drink with us, and I'm like, yeah, you bet. So I'm going to have hangover dues. I mean, that's just coming the next day.
I think the dues are coming no matter what you're doing.
Yeah, well, yeah. For sure. So what ends up happening is I'm really tired. I end up staying up until 3 o'clock in the morning anyway, because I didn't want to just be miserable in my tiny little room while they party. So I partied with them. And then I got back and I went to bed at 3 o'clock in the morning and I'm hammered. So at about 7 a.m. when it feels like 4 a.m., everybody starts to wake up because they have a 9 o'clock brunch at the main house. So everybody starts to get up, and I proceed to hear every single person's do right through my wall, right through my wall as I am hungover as fuck, trying to just get through this morning. All I can hear is like, you know, the little farts when you've been drinking on, and it's like, and then the plop. I'm hearing all of it.
At least they're getting plops.
I'm smelling
people
it.
Are lucky that's to what get she plops gave you the earplugs for.
Yeah, but she didn't give me nose plugs because I'm smelling
it. She knew what you were going to hear in the morning.
She knew.
Is that when you use the earplugs as nose plugs?
Yeah, man.
And take the sound but not the smell.
Jammed them straight up my nose.
Bad?
It smelled terrible. I got a front row seat to 9 people taking their morning shit.
How many of those people were there like,
oh, I heard them
like,
all.
Just grunting as they try to push it out.
I heard them all.
The fan usually disguises just not even the smell, but the sound of it, right?
Buddy, so there is no fan. There's no fan. This is a log cabin in the middle of the woods.
Right, there's no fan.
I'm hearing literally, like this is what I'm hearing. Plop, plop. Like you're hearing the relief.
I'm crying.
This is the best wedding story I've ever heard.
You're just hearing all the dudes.
All the dudes.
The thought of Luch laying in bed having to listen to 9 morning dudes is the greatest picture ever.
And you know what's even worse? You know I want to be like, guys, come on. And you can't do that as a guest.
Right. What about the chicks? Did you hear any like,
There's got to be chicks.
I can tell. Here's what's funny about it is I could tell.
You can tell if it was a guy or a girl.
I could tell by the expelling of air from the anus if it was a guy or a girl, because it was more like a if it was a girl. And if it was a guy, they just let it fly.
Guys let it fly a lot. They get up to the urinal. Most guys get up to the urinal and fart.
Why do they fart while they pee? Who does that? I know that's a thing.
What? I fart when I pee sometimes.
You guys are weird.
I get up to the urinal and I have to fart.
So this is exactly the show that you really just go, what is happening today? I hope they're enjoying it in the Social Media Lounge. I hope we haven't grossed them out.
One Woman, One Wheel a long time ago suggested we all get bidets, by the way.
Good call.
Thank you, Mandy. So what's funny about this is all the lead up. I haven't even gotten to what I wanted to ask you guys. So in the morning, I listen to all of those. And then I go to myself and go, I can't drop a do in the front of these all these people. And I know I can't get on a 4-hour car ride without dropping my morning do. That's not going to happen. So
I agree.
I know it's going to wait until that first sip of coffee. As soon as I have that coffee. So if I go on the road and grab a cup of coffee, I'm fucked. So what I end up doing.
Could you take your morning dew at at the McDonald's or whatever as you're getting the coffee?
I could, but do you want to do that, Social Media Lounge? Are you digging it?
Hell no.
Man,
Why do guys have such an issue with shitting in public?
We're not used to sitting down on toilets. You guys sit down all the time, so when we have to sit down, we want it to be pristine.
That's fair.
Right.
But it's funny because we pee all over seats.
Yeah, we're the worst.
Right. No, fast food women restaurants are the worst.
Really?
Wait, hold on, Kim.
There's a lot of women that don't want to sit on like a public toilet seat, so they'll hover over.
Ew.
And then they just sprinkle urine, and then they just walk the fuck out. And they're just like, that's my piss all over the place.
Ew.
And they don't even wipe it down. Ladies, if you sprinkle when you tinkle, be a sweetie, wipe the seat.
Touchdown.
This is why Kim.
Words to live by, girls. Words to live
she
by.
She needs Come to be on. Here more. You need to be here
Just
more.
Just pay attention. Jesus Christ.
I needed the social
Where
media.
Where did you
lounge.
Get this nursery rhyme about tinkling and wiping the CD?
It was on the bathroom when I went skydiving. I wish I could claim that I made that up.
Do they tell you to use the bathroom before you go skydiving?
No.
They probably should,
they didn't
right?
say it.
I would imagine.
People, I'm sure no one wants to get peed on.
Not when you're going tandem and the guy is like strapped to you and you start peeing
Watch
on
Watch out,
him.
I'm going to shit all over you.
I probably should have peed before I got on this flight.
Potts, what were you going to say? You had something there that I had to cut you off on accident.
Oh, no, Hot Mess actually said it. Like, okay. I was agreeing completely. So, I mean, I like to relax when I'm taking my due, and I cannot relax in a fast food public restroom.
No, no.
And they're usually, like, cesspools of disgustingness.
Okay, so what I want to do, this is a perfect setup. You guys are just pacing perfectly.
That's why I'm immune to every disease.
Let me ask you this.
Because I've gone to the bathroom in public restrooms before.
And when you do, there's moves you do. You cover the seat. There's things to get around it, of course. We've all
Which
had
has
to do
been
it.
Proven to do. It does absolutely
does
nothing.
Does nothing. That's,
oh,
why
really?
Paper That's why I don't even
yeah,
do it.
It does nothing.
Okay, so let me get to...
That stuff just sits in there the whole time with everyone else's dues. It's covered in crap.
Probably true. All right, so what happens
just
as...
Just please wash your hands,
what,
folks.
Yeah, what happens
And
is,
arms and legs and faces.
Wear a hazmat suit.
You know what? You just need only...
I miss you guys so much.
Just the button-down overalls that you can just expose your butt so that you're completely covered.
Oh, the flap? You just put the...
Are we? Can I move forward, please? Right. Can I move forward? Jesus
Onward,
Christ.
Luch.
Keep it moving. So I wake up and I'm listening to all of these, and then I realize I got to figure something out. As I open my door, I realize everyone's gone. Everyone's gone.
Yeah, they're brunch.
They've all left for brunch. Holy shit, okay. I have the whole room in my house.
And
yes!
You better get that in before they come back
exactly.
from brunch and do it all over
exactly.
again.
Exactly! It's all coming back from brunch. You know they're going to hit their round two.
Oh, yeah.
So I've got to go quick. I get in there. And there's...
He's prepared.
I'm prepared to go quick, but Belly, there's maybe a fourth of this roll of toilet paper. There's nothing. They left me nothing.
Yeah, you always got to check the toilet paper.
Yeah, they left me nothing.
Dude, that is so dick. That's such a dick move. I would be so fucking pissed.
Who cares? He's the DJ. He's not part of our fam. Whatever.
Honestly, though, when I'm in the bathroom, I don't think about leaving toilet paper
for
somebody else.
No, of course
else.
You don't. It's every man for themselves. I'm not mad at them for that. But let's just put it this way. This is not what I'm trying to get to.
They don't live there.
What I'm trying to say is I only had enough for basically just, I had just enough. And I snapped off a quick one because I had to get the fuck out of there. We know another one's coming. Yeah. So I get on the road with just the quick one. And I know another one's coming. Now,
right,
my,
you're not satisfied.
No, it was not satisfying, and I got a four-hour drive ahead of me. So the question I wanted to pose to you, because I think I have solved this riddle, what is your best option? Social Media Lounge, I would like for you to type in your answers while we go around the room, because I want you, of course, to participate with us. What is the ideal option to drop a deuce at a rest stop? Some sort of, you're on the road, where do you stop to have the most comfortable dew drop?
Anywhere with a bathroom.
See, you're comfortable at a McDonald's.
I'm
comfortable
anywhere.
You're
comfortable
at a gas station.
I will poop anywhere.
Gas station?
Anywhere.
Miss
I gotta
Hot
go.
Mess.
I'm going.
Hot mess.
I mean, you do know I worked as a private investigator for 2.5 years and literally lived on the road.
So you know, and Kim, can you teach us?
Sheets have the cleanest toilets of all time.
Sheets.
In my experience, Sheets always had clean toilets. Also, if you're going to be spending 10 to 12 hours on the road a day and in your car, always have a roll of toilet paper.
That is a smart move. That's a smart move. Put a roll of toilet paper
Hot
in your car.
Always have a roll of toilet paper in your car if you're going to be in your car a lot. That was the big thing I learned.
Actually,
from
just
being
in
a
your
PI.
Car in general, just have one at the ready.
Yeah.
Why not?
You
I've
never
lost,
know
I've
when
lost
like a surprise poop is going to creep
I've,
up.
I've lost a t-shirt right. because of that.
Yeah. Yep.
Well, and I was going to say, when you're in the lodge, like, you should have your own. I always have a travel pack of wet wipes. So in a case of an emergency, which I don't like using only wet wipes for a do, but if you do, you do what you got to do. And like
you do what you do.
You got to do what you got to do.
Just do it. Just do it.
So I did something that I think. Now, remember, you're on the just That's how you get Colin Kaepernick in here today. They wanted to talk Colin Kaepernick, and I was like, no.
No, we didn't.
No.
Brought it up, and we said no.
D-E, well, I don't know.
Don't put that shit on me.
D-O-O-D.
Potts brought it up, and we were like,
I'll take the hit on that one.
D-O-O-D-O.
D-O-O. Now, here's what I found. If you're driving and you're on a road trip, I have found the hack, and it's a hotel room.
What?
You find a hotel, you walk into that hotel as if you're staying there with confidence, and you go and find that lobby bathroom.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
That is
not a hotel room.
No, yeah, not a hotel room.
Lobby bathroom.
I was like, are you running out of hotel just to cook it too?
Just to take a poop.
A hotel lobby bathroom will be cleaner than anything you find. Most likely unused, and I'm telling you right now, I told some people this, and they started yelling at me, saying, that is not for you. That is not a public bathroom, and I would like to submit, yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Agree
Who's
with
it for?
You. I agree with you, because it is a great move, but let me tell you, and they are fairly clean most of the time, but when you're connected to a town center like I am, everyone's using that bathroom.
That's fine, but on the side of the road, if I stop at a Days Inn, that's better than me stopping at an Exxon.
They always
or a
have
Sheets.
A lobby bar.
They got a
lobby
bathroom. But does anybody
Do
have
they?
A problem?
Most hotels have lobby bathrooms.
I was going to say, most motels don't have a general like a public
motels
like,
do
lobby
not.
Bathroom.
No, motels don't. Motels would. Don't. But if you, I'm going to tell you,
like
the,
a Days Inn,
the lobby bathroom is clutch for if you're in a hotel room with your wife or your girlfriend or your significant other, and you got to drop a morning. Do yep. go down to the lobby.
Yeah,
that's the move.
Sure. That's the move.
Yeah. That's the move.
Yeah, but for sure.
Soon we're just gonna see a line of
and
like
then come back
guys
then,
out in the lobby with the newspaper. Like,
and then come back up with Starbucks.
Yeah, come back up with a cup of coffee. And
but
you're
then you're gonna have
king.
To poop again.
That's true. But she'll have to go down to the lobby.
Yeah,
now.
She's going down the lobby.
And now I get the main bathroom. But the point is, somebody.
And then I'll
had,
be in the shower by the time she gets back.
I had my parents' friends yelling at me saying that this is not right. That is not okay. That's not a public bathroom.
It is a private. Hotels are private property. You're supposed to be a guest to be in that hotel.
So if I go in and I'm visiting Potts, who's staying in that hotel room, and I go and I want to go check in with Potts, but he's not answering his phone, and I'm in the lobby, I'm not allowed to use that bathroom because I don't have a room?
Oh, yeah. You could just make up any story you want.
Get out of here.
To be in there for 5 to 10 minutes, you could make up whatever. You could literally walk in and walk out. They'd say nothing.
Belly's got all these standards, yet there's people jerking off in his fucking his
in the
computer
lobby.
Room at the hotel. Like,
it's not a room. It's in the middle of the
rules
lobby.
About the bathroom.
That's so true.
It's not even a. It's not even a room. It's in the middle of the lobby. It's
so
where
if,
everyone can see.
If you're in a jam and you have to hide
lobby,
it, Jacker. First of all, Potts, you should have.
He was using our computers.
Are you good?
Yeah, I'm
what
good.
Are you doing right now? Side? No, they're just having side conversations like not on the radio.
Secretly falling back in love with each other.
These two. We had a whole plan for when this was going to happen today, and it hasn't happened.
No, no, it's okay.
Me telling Potts of my undying love. I know. He knows it's true. You know I love you, baby, right?
I do love
you. Are you going to come visit me in Vegas this weekend?
I am not. On that note, I had a full conversation with Raven last night. I was like, look, just so you know, this girl, Hot Mess Kim's going to be on the show tomorrow.
And I'm going to flirt with her.
Some on-air flirting. I'm just letting you know, so don't get offended if you hear the show. I actually had a whole disclaimer.
That's right. Welcome to the French restaurant. Today we are serving extra special desserts for our two lovers. We cannot wait to have you here today. Thank you so much for
Can
coming.
Can we have
here.
One noodle with our spaghetti, please?
Oh, only yeah. one.
And then he's going to yes. give me the other noodle later that night.
Whoa! Oh! Hot Mess Kim, dropping bombs. I love that you're here today. Thank you so much for being here. We have
the only thing. The only thing why it wouldn't work between me and Hamas because we would go out, we'd have a great time, we'd have a great dinner, we'd get hammered, and then the next morning we would both be fighting over the bathroom for our morning dew. So like, I just don't
and
know.
No, it takes me
that
a
that
solid 45 minutes before I gotta drop
that's
a deuce
fair.
In the morning. So our timing would be just fine, baby. I promise. I'll make it all work right. if that's what it takes.
If that's the only thing holding it up, then I think we can make it work.
I was gonna do some other topic for about 5 minutes, but I feel like we're at
what do we
we're,
got?
We're in our wheel. Well, I was gonna ask Mars about Mars in 10 years. Can you do that in five minutes?
No.
I don't
no.
want to do that. What I wanted to say is, does anybody do have any tricks to hide the sound of your do if you are in a hotel room and
clapping.
A girl is there?
Cell phone. turn your cell phone music on, like iPod or whatever. You got to turn the music on.
Okay, that's not bad.
People run water.
Running water? Yep,
that's a good one.
I have a good one.
Running water is so obvious, though.
But turning the shower on is not, though.
If you were dating Potts and Potts had to drop a deuce and he ran the water, even though it's obvious,
is it appreciated?
Would you appreciate that more than just hearing him do it?
I don't care.
So what I would say...
Everybody shits. Everybody shits. Why would you be embarrassed about it? Everybody's got the gross shits. Everybody's got the clean shits.
She is
the perfect woman. Now here's the deal.
Why would you be embarrassed by your bodily function?
That's where I'm at.
Well, can I say, my baby mama does not care. She's told me, but I still run the shower when I'm doing my morning jerk sometimes because I have so much shame while I'm doing
a morning jerk.
You have a woman.
But she's really pregnant.
Yeah.
She's still beautiful.
Still have sex. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
But still, I like to do it just to take the edge off before work sometimes. I don't want to necessarily go through the whole thing. But
also, is cell phone music not obvious?
Yeah, cell phone music's pretty obvious. What about...
I always play
have a hack
for you. What kind of music do you listen to when you're taking a
date? Well, honestly, usually it's just Howard Stern. It's not even music, but yeah.
I would say flush as it leaves your body. Flush... on the moment of hitting the water.
I do courtesy flushes all the
time. But not a courtesy flush. Courtesy flushes means you drop a do and then you flush to get it out of there. I'm saying at the same time so you don't hear it hitting the water because it's like flushing as you're dropping the do.
Yeah, but
do you know
that's
how
you may have to flush
I've
like three times.
While they were in the act of taking a shit, like, I don't care.
Through the door.
Yeah,
through
I'll just be door. Like, hey, what are we doing tonight? We're going to go get beers. I'm like, let's do that.
In the social media lounge, it was mentioned that you have lived with three dudes and you still say women are worse.
Yeah, so that's fair.
Yeah.
This went by really fast today, so thank you guys for hanging out. We're going to have to do this again.
I really need to come back. Or
you're
going
to have to schedule us in. Can we make an appointment?
I usually book out a week in advance for work, so...
So 2 weeks from now.
So Social Media Lounge, give her a round of applause. She did a wonderful job today. Thank you. I want nothing but nice comments for her so that she can go back and meet him later. We have got to get out of here. Maddie Potts, we will not see you on Friday, so leave us with something kind for the people.
That's all I got, Hot Mess. I love you. I cannot wait to do the show with you again. And to all you people in the Social Media Lounge, you can kindly go fuck yourselves.
Thanks, I love you too, Potts.
Maddie Potts from the Santa Monica Newsroom. Nicely done, bud. Kim, you did great today. Say goodbye to the people. We're just so glad to have you.
Bye, guys. It was great to be back. I'll definitely come around again soon.
We can't wait. Get out to Marinate and marinateyourlife.com. Try that Hot Mess wrap. It is named after her right there. That's what I'm talking about. Belly. Say goodbye to the people.
It was great as always today, folks. Thank you so much. And what a shitty show. Thank you, folks. That's from
such a good pun.
That's from Sean Nelson. Thank you for that pun, sir. I appreciate
it. I will see you for coffee in the 5th. We will be back on Friday. Thank you guys for hanging out. For everybody here at TTR Studios, have an awesome day. It is Luch Dog in the morning.
At TTR Studios.